Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got Fishy Business, K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
I ask for so little in life. It would be nice to cover some really relevant games in late December and early January. I don't think that's asking too much.
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
We love talking to Kevin Fishbane. We do call him Fishy Business on occasion. In fact, we asked, what are we doing next? That's right. We're talking to Fishy Business. Kevin Fishbane, he is at K Fishbane on X. He is the senior writer at The Athletic covering the Bears, hosting a podcast called Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. Our segment with Kevin Fishbane, sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. And he joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kevin, thanks for coming on.
Happy Friday, guys.
That's how, you know, it's always nice to talk to you, and you're the way we know it's Friday, so it works out well. Unfortunately, some bad news we get this afternoon regarding the status of TJ Edwards. We saw the update from Patrick Finley that he had a procedure on his hand. Surgery was the word used, so it is in a club, and we all know what that means, even though it's not necessarily a medical term. Additionally, sounds like that hamstring is an issue as well, and so the expectation is for him to be out on Sunday. What is your understanding of this, and how do you think it affects the game?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about the run defense and the splits when TJ Edwards has been out on the field or not on the field, I think you can see that the Bears defense is better when he's out there. But, you know, it's going to probably be Noah Sewell on Sunday. They get a little bit more linebacker depth this week with Amon Ogbonbamiga returning from IR. But yeah, it's a tough loss. He's a veteran. He's got great instincts. And you look at the next couple of games, who knows how long he'll be out. The good news, Layla, though, is Ben Johnson does not think this is an IR move. So, you know, he'll play with a club and get the hamstring right. And hopefully you get him back. Who knows, maybe as soon as Minnesota. But, you know, I'm sure you guys have talked about this week. The Bears have this just December jaunt. I mean, you start late November, really, with the trip to Philadelphia. And you need to get as healthy as possible by then. So, yeah, it definitely hurts to not have him on the field. But at least Noah Sewell has gotten a lot of playing time this year. So there's no question about whether or not he's ready or can handle the workload. But obviously, TJ's a very good player.
Kevin, I'm in straight up shootout mode, like Tecmo Super Bowl style. Who can score points and how fast can they do it? Because I think that's the only way the Bears get to their desired result of, you know, making the playoffs. What do you see when you see the decimated defense as Dennis Allen's options to try to throw wrenches in teams' plans, starting with a lesser opponent, of course, this week? But obviously, big picture, he's got to figure something out for what comes next after the Giants.
Yeah, Marshall, I'm really curious to see if the Giants keep this up and if they also score a lot of points, because hearing from Bears coaches and players this week, there was a lot of like, yeah, we didn't play well, but Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins are really freaking good. And Joe Flacco, who cares what his age is? I mean, he's putting that ball on the money to those guys. So I wonder if there's a little bit of, okay, that happened. It was a rough final 3 minutes. We're not playing those guys this week. Now, you could also spin that around, and in 2 weeks, they're facing Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, so they got to figure those out. But you're not seeing Malik Nabers on Sunday, but you do have a quarterback who loves to move around in the pocket, loves to extend plays, and is not afraid in Jackson Dart. So I'm fascinated to see what Allen's scheme is against him. The good news is Montez Sweat has been playing really well, and that's kind of the answer, I guess, is like you rely on a guy like Montez Sweat to be a force, to be a wrecking ball. You rely on Austin Booker to keep improving after a really good showing in his debut. And the other thing, guys, and again, I keep talking about the front four because like there's just only so much you can do about the secondary when you're down guys. Gervon Dexter and Grady Jarrett, like, got to get those guys going, got to get the interior pass rush going. I mean, Dexter's made some plays this year. We haven't really seen much from Grady Jarrett. Obviously, he battled an injury in terms of that impact production. But I look at those three guys, Dexter, Jarrett, Montez Sweat. If you're talking about how do we mitigate these problems we have in the secondary, how do we try to keep a team from scoring, you need those three guys to win. Because what we've seen, guys, when the Bears get a team in third and, you know, six plus, that's when Dennis Allen becomes kind of a little bit of a wizard with some of the schemes he throws out. And that's why the Bears have done so well on third down.
Yeah, and I think all those guys are obviously capable of breaking out. So it is a realistic thought, too. Kevin, I'm just curious as to what you inferred or what you believe based on our conversation with Ryan Poles the other day regarding the trade deadline, and specifically as to why they didn't make a bigger move. Were you okay with the answers that Ryan Poles gave us, and did you think that they should have done more at the trade deadline beyond, of course, Joe Tryon, Shoyinka?
Yeah, Grody, it's tough because the listeners are going to hate this answer, so I'll throw it out at them. It takes two to tango. Like, you need another team to agree to trade you the player that you want for the compensation that you're willing to give. And sometimes it might just be that simple. I don't doubt at all that Ryan Poles was talking to other teams. Certainly you saw what the Jets were doing, and it makes you think that Jermaine Johnson could have been available for the right price. But shoot, you're looking at the way this team is built right now. You're looking at what you have draft capital wise, you're looking at this being year one and of the Ben Johnson era. And I get it. I get that maybe, again, I don't know how those conversations went, of course, but I could understand why you might not want to give up a second round pick right now at this stage. And look, here's another thing the fans are going to hate. You're going to get, you should get Dio Odengbo back at the start of next season. He's making a lot of money. Okay, you got Austin Booker, who's playing, you know, who you feel good about moving forward. I think defensive end is certainly going to be a position that we put in our position needs list come February and March, and you can throw defensive tackle in there as well.
Yeah.
I just don't know if this team right now is in a position to say, yeah, they're asking for more than we're willing to give. Let's do it for this season. I just don't know if they're ready, and that's, again, assuming that they even had an opportunity to do that.
Our segment with Kevin Fishbane brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. And Kevin, here's another thing that just bothers me about the whole conversation. The Bears were 10th, and this is prior to the Aiden Hutchinson extension. This is prior to anybody else getting any money. This is at the beginning of the season. The Bears were 10th in spending on the defensive line in the NFL. They're certainly not 10th in sack production. And the fact that we even have to talk about needing more pass rush at a trade deadline after that is outrageous.
Yeah, and I'm sure that was a major factor, Layla. I mean, like, we've made a lot of comparisons to 2018, and I think they've been pretty apt. And you look at the record right now, and it you know, it continues to kind of track. Well, one of the biggest differences between this team and that team is that team had a ton of cap space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that team had the ability to make a move for Khalil Mack and sign him to that massive contract. Like, this team right now, cap-wise, just isn't in that position. What they did with their cap space was they fortified the offensive line, which I thought was, and we've seen that come to fruition really over the last month. That's what they did with that money. Obviously, Grady Jarrett and Dio Dabo, the production has not matched how much those two guys cost in free agency. But they just, again, it just didn't seem like that they're really in position to do that. Rely on the guys you have right now and rely on the coordinator. And to go back to the T.J. Edwards conversation, I think there's a hope that you can get Kyler Gordon back maybe in a month. There's a hope that T.J. Edwards comes back. And shoot, you want to talk mid-December? This team is really playing relevant football. You could talk about Jalen Johnson potentially finding a way back on the field depending on his rehab. So I think I get it. And I also, again, I'm sure that they looked into guys. I'm sure they would have loved to bring in someone they could plug and play and start opposite Montez Sweat. But at this point in the year, it's hard to find guys like that who are available for a price that you're willing to pay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Fishbane, he's the senior writer at The Athletic covering the Bears. He's also on that podcast beat, Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. He joins us here on Raheem Harris and Grody. Kevin, I've been talking about the offense, and I think we're at this point now where the belief in Ben Johnson is strong enough that you're just wondering, what is he going to do this week? Is that where you are with Ben Johnson's offense right now? Because now that the offensive line seems to be in a better spot, the running game is established, is it just a matter of what does he choose to do with the chess pieces he has?
Yeah, Marshall, it's funny you mentioned that, because as I was driving to Hallis Hall today, I was thinking about 2013. And that's really the last time I can remember covering a Bears team where you sat there and you're like, I'm pretty sure they're going to score. Like I felt that way in Cincinnati. You just, like, after the first couple drives, you're like, the Bears are probably going to be able to score nearly every time they touch the ball. And I hadn't felt that about a Bears team, I don't think, since 2013. And that team was a really high-octane offense, especially relative to what this franchise has seen. So, you know, the Ravens game was rough. You had some red zone miscues, obviously, but red zone miscues, like that game, they should have scored more points. They were getting there. They just weren't taking advantage. So I think you look at the Giants' run defense, you look at the opportunity to play at home, you look at what's working right now with the Bears' run game, and also we talk about the defense losing players. Offense this week, they're going to get DeAndre Swift back. It seems like they're going to get Luther Burden and Cole Kmet back as well. So you have more options at your disposal. So, yeah, I think this is another opportunity on Sunday to see, you know, as the kids like to say, to see what Ben's got in that bag, to see what else is, you know, in that playbook that he can kind of unveil. I know there was some talk, you know, and I did think about it during Cincinnati. I'm like, you really want to throw out these trick plays against the Bengals? But yeah. Two things.
They
one,
needed them. It's a waste. They needed them.
Well, they certainly did in the end. One thought is, I don't think Ben and Johnson is short of trick plays.
Bingo.
And number two, guess what types of defenses trick plays you can really take advantage of? A defense like Cincinnati. That's why though, some of those guys were wide open. So why not? So I understand it. So yeah, I think it's they're in a fun situation where I'm looking forward to see what they are able to unveil. As long as Cade Williamski's protecting the football, as long as these guys can avoid the negative plays, like they give you the confidence that like they have the ability to score pretty often.
Kevin, we were talking earlier about how nice it is to just have basic competency coming out of the locker room when guys say things like, I know what my role is, and they tell me what my role is, and that way I can kind of like function better. And I feel like this is one of those times where we're like recovering from what we've seen in the past. Are you guys sure you have enough trick plays? Do you think you can make this last? Like, there was only one Santa sleigh. Like, I feel like we're in a bit of a recovery when it comes to some of these things.
Look, there might have been people throwing things at me in the press box last week when, after Loveland scored, I couldn't help myself. I go, guys, there are still 17 seconds left on that clock because that's what this team has done.
Yeah.
That's what it's done to us. And I'm sure fans were thinking the same thing. Like, oh my gosh, 17 seconds. We're going to take two Flacco passes and they're in position for a Hail Mary.
Hey, but, man, that's two Blackhawks goals, okay?
He did complete that pass. And I thought they're going to bring in the backup quarterback who maybe had a stronger arm to try to throw like a legit Hail Mary.
Yeah, I mean, look, they did kind of get in position, but that's again, I go back to Layla, kind of what you're talking about. Like, there is just this belief in the head coach and the play calling and the guys you have out there that like they'll answer. And right now, you think of every game since that Lions disaster, like they've been in the game. They've lost two or yeah, they've lost one. In the last stretch, and that was a Ravens game that you could sit there and go through the game book and be like, they probably could have won that game. You know, they scored touchdowns in the first two drives, even go up 10-0. It's a different story. So this team right now, and again, December is really going to tell us a lot. They are built to be able to compete in these games and make it interesting in the fourth quarter, like a lot of previous Bears teams just couldn't get to the fourth quarter.
Truth.
And be in the game, and that's a good sign.
They couldn't score points coming out of halftime. You were the one who kept track of that. And third quarter points, as I recall.
Third quarter points, first quarter points. Like, I mean, there were records of, you know, the Bears coming off of the bye, coming off a mini bye. Like
nothing.
You know, sometimes you look at sometimes you looked at those, you're like, well, those were just really bad teams. But also you look at the roster, you're like, you know, maybe they were decent teams that just weren't really well coached. But yeah, this is what I'm interested to see, though, this week. You know, Ben Johnson did understandably and fairly quibble with my question on Monday about how they had an empty-handed drive going into halftime. They did get into scoring range, and Cairo Santos missed the field goal. I will note, four games in a row, they have gotten the ball with around 70 seconds left in the first half and have not scored. And that is that he calls it the middle eight. He puts a lot of pride in, and it's an old Belichick thing. Get that score before halftime, especially if you're getting the ball back to start the second half. I by the way, I say that as if it's like some innovative secret thing. It should be obvious, but like,
right.
But teams don't put enough value in that middle eight. And Ben Johnson wants to score in those final drives, yeah. And they haven't really been able to. So if they get in a situation on Sunday, again, curious to see. Like, this is, it's weird to call the Giants a big test, but like, if you are a team that wants to play these games that matter late in the season, you have to win games like what you have ahead of you on Sunday.
Kevin Fishbane, we appreciate the time. Thanks again for getting through some Bears fears with us.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Kev.
That's Kevin Fishbane. You can find him at The Athletic, of course, covering the Bears. He is at Kevin K. Fishbane on X. Coming up next, a Cub won a major offensive award. And the sad part is, I don't know how much anybody cares. So we're going to try to figure it out next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.